Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
All right, coming up at 41 minutes after the hour, it is hump day, and you've made it through half of the week. But just in case you're going through a little something, you want to get it off your chest, you can call us and let us know what's on your mind today. What is bothering you? Are you mad at someone? Let us know. 877-29-STEVE.
What you bitter about? What you upset about?
Yeah. We'll straighten it out for you.
Yeah, we will. That's coming up in about 41 minutes after the hour, okay? But right now, it is time for the Strawberry Letter, guys. If you need some advice on your relationship, on work, on sex, or parenting, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We got a good one for you today. Let's go, Neff.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: my husband thinks I'm a nagger. First, I didn't see that A in there at first. I just glanced at it. I was like, what? But it's nagger. It's nagger. Yeah, nagger. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 25 years, and we've been married for 18 years. He's a great father and provider, and we have a lot of fun together. But he says, I'm a constant nagger. My husband has done a few crazy things since we've been together, and I let him know when he's wrong. But I don't nag him. For example, one of his many female friends texted him good morning, and I called him out on it. I called her his girlfriend, and he said she's just a friend. My husband also will go out with a female friend whenever he chooses to. I like to say he's going out on dates with these women, but he always says it's innocent. So I have to remind him that married men don't hang out with single women. This man has more female friends than I do. I could go on and on. I've never seen any hard evidence that he's cheating on me, but I wouldn't put it past him. I try my best not to nag, but when something crosses my mind, I have to let him know. After all, isn't communication the key to a successful marriage? So here's our biggest problem. The other night, we were about to be intimate, and during foreplay, I asked him, Has anyone else had this today?
Wow.
I expected to hear something like, "No, baby, it's all yours." But instead, he got mad and pushed me off him.
Get off.
Ooh. He told me that my nagging has gone too far, and he said I was crazy. I am convinced that I am not the one that is crazy in this situation. It makes me think he's guilty of something. So what do you think? Am I really a nagger, or is it okay to always let my husband know what I'm thinking? Please help. All right, a couple of things. Yes, I agree with you. Communication is one of the keys to a successful marriage. Yes, it is. But communication is a two-way street. It's called a conversation. It's called asking a question, getting a response. That's what communication is all about. Right now, it's just you kind of like talking at him, teasing him, and your timing is bad. It's really, really bad. You don't go there right before you're going to get busy, lady. I mean, come on. Okay, that is not the right time to bring that up. Who does that? I mean, what a way to ruin the mood, okay? So, to answer your question, you don't always have to let him know everything that's on your mind. Some things, yeah, you should keep to yourself. Now, I do agree with you. I think him going out on so-called whatever he's doing with these females, I think that's a bit much. I think I do agree with you about married men going out with single women. That can cause problems. That can cause issues in relationships. And then with the added thing of, you know, you getting on him like that, yeah, that could push him out there. It could. Now, I'm not saying this is all your fault, because I do think that, like I said, he shouldn't be going out with these single women as a married man without you or without her spouse. You know, a lot of people don't even think that married people should be friends with single people at all, or that a man shouldn't have any female friends, or a female friend shouldn't have a male friend. So, it's more than just you nagging. It sounds like, you know, after 25 years of being together, you guys are getting a little tired of each other. You need to have a conversation with him. Talk about the things that are bothering you. But again, a conversation, communication, not just, you know, nagging at him or picking at him. You need to sit him down and have an adult conversation, because these things are really bothering you and it is coming out as nagging. Let him know how you feel. Be grown up about it. Be a grown woman about it, and let him know that things have got to change around there because you don't like it. Jay?
Oh, God, Jesus, Lord, Father of God, heaven above. I'm so glad that I've switched sides. I don't even date niggers anymore at all. I used to date niggers, but I don't. I just eliminated that out my life. I've switched to the other side. Don't get me wrong. There are some fine niggers out there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you see but the I, A. You see the A right there,
that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But I don't fool with them anymore. When they come up to me, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't date niggers, okay? I just don't. I don't do that.
What you say, Jay? Nagger, please?
That's nagger, please.
My nagger.
I was married to three naggers, and never again will I ever. I'm here to tell you ever will I date another nagger. But just by the length of your letter, what y'all don't know, this letter like 7 pages long.
We condensed it for the air.
Yeah, we condensed
this letter.
On air
purposes.
And when we saw it, we went, "Nagger, please, give it a break."
You're so stupid.
Yes, let me tell you something, nagger. Yes, you are a nagger, okay? You are, so stop naggering, please.
Nagger this and nagger that.
Nagger that. I mean, right in the middle of sex, and you're going,
yeah.
Now, nagger? Now? Yeah. Right now, nagger?
Bad timing.
Really, nagger?
That's all I got to say about that.
Really, my nagger? Okay. All right, well, listen, we're going to hear from Junior. We're going to hear from Tommy on this letter.
You ain't going to like mine.
When we come back. The subject is, my husband thinks I'm a nagger. We'll be back at 23 after the hour to to talk more about this letter. This is crazy, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we'll take your phone calls on what's bothering you. Get it off your chest. Call us and let us know, 877-29-STEVE. But right now, we are in the middle of this strawberry letter, the subject. My husband thinks I'm a nagger. A woman wrote in. She says she and her husband have been together for 25 years. They've been married for 18. He's a great father and provider. They have a lot of fun together. But her husband says she's a constant nagger. Her husband has done a few crazy things since they've been together, and she lets him know when he's wrong, but she doesn't think she nags him. She says, for example, you know, he has a bunch of female friends. They text him good morning. You know, she calls him out on that. She called the girlfriend, and she said he's just a friend, or she called her his girlfriend, and he says she's just a friend. Her husband goes out with these females and all this kind of stuff, you know, and she calls them dates right when they're getting ready to be intimate. She asks him, you know, where's that thing been or something like that? Has anyone else had this today? So, you know, things like that. So he got mad at that point and just pushed her off of him and walked out because he says she's a constant nagger. You know, it makes her think that he's guilty of something when he does stuff like that. So she wants to know, is she really a nagger or is it okay to always let her husband know what she's thinking? So we haven't heard from you, Junior. We've heard from Jay. And
yeah.
Of course, me.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
You know, this is real easy for me. J-O. You heard Jay. Yes. I ain't got time. I don't date naggers and all that type of stuff.
Right.
That's because Jay's old. He can't do that. See, I'm young. I got time for nagging. I don't have no problem. I don't know why the husband pushed her off, but that question wouldn't stop me.
It wouldn't?
No, I've been asked about everything and kept going.
It wouldn't kill the mood?
No, hell no. I don't get to the promised land that often. But when I do get over there and get around it, I'm going to keep going. I know that much. Yeah, I don't care what you say to me. This is going to happen.
Nothing can stop you.
I've been asked about bills. I've been asked about vacations. I've been asked about buying cars. I have been asked about everything. I have kept going. I don't see what his problem is. Ain't nothing finna stop me. That J.O., I got his point. He can't tolerate it.
Okay.
But a young man like me, ask me what you want. Am I seeing somebody else? Yes. Yes, but I'm here with you right now. Now get this shirt off.
Do you love me, baby?
What? You think I don't? I love you right now. Unbuckle
this
bra.
You don't care about
I don't
the
care what the question is. I'm not stopping. He pushed me off. That's way too much.
I need a new house.
You fit to get it? You think you ain't fit to get this house? I don't get that often, but what I do, there's nothing going to deter me. Now, when we finish, I might not do what I said I was going to do.
Okay, let's go get that house now.
I got to go work. Uncle Steve don't play that taking off. So, therefore, I don't know. That's the only problem. You can ask me whatever.
A question is not going to throw you
off.
No,
it's not going to keep me at the game, Jay. Are you serious? Are you serious, dog? Are you hungry? Yes. Yes, I'm hungry.
All right, we're in the middle of the...
I'm not quitting.
We're in the middle of the strawberry letter subject. My husband thinks I'm a nagger. We haven't heard from you, nephew. What you got?
You can nag if you want to, but you can't naked nag me. You cannot do that. You can't nag me while we naked. And let me tell you something. You don't ask the questions. I'm the butt naked questionnaire. I do all the asking around here. I ask the questions like, whose is it? What's my name? I'm the butt-naked questionnaire. Baby, is it good? Daddy, make you feel good. Say my name. That's all. I'm the person that do the questionnaire around here. All right? You nag me later, but you will not naked nag me.
You always need validation. I don't care what situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
going to
so
say
insecure?
My name for
so
yeah. But I don't. You're not going to naked nag me. You're not going to ask me before we start what's going on. Anybody else has this day? Yeah, and you don't know who that is. So let's keep it moving. Okay? Let's keep it moving.
I don't.
You don't nick and nag me.
Wow.
You're not going to get me butt naked and ask me questions. I don't like questions butt naked. I don't.
Yeah.
I do all the question asking. I'm the questionnaire around.
I mean, I thought her timing was off on that, but I do think she has some valid
not
points,
for
like
me.
I said earlier.
Nah.
The married man with going out on dates with a single woman, that should bother her, and it does.
I understand that, but don't nag me about it naked, though.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Time and a place for everything. I think her timing was off. I definitely do. I think she, like I said earlier, she needs to sit him down and have a grown woman conversation with him. This bothers me.
I don't want it now.
I don't know about you, Tommy, but I do.
I don't want it now. You don't date what anymore, Jay?
Niggas. I'm done.
He done.
Especially a naked one.
Because he ain't got patience and time. But after I done took you to dinner, took you to these movies, and we get out right here, it's not a question going to stop me. Not right here.
That's the difference between old school and new school,
That's very why they different. Be taping people up now, taping their mouths and all this here, handcuffs and stuff. That's why they get in all that.
So they'll shut up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now, guys. She does have some valid points now. Come
but
on.
But not what when we naked.
Come out while you're naked.
Yeah,
right.
Timing is everything. Her timing was off. I'm in agreement with you on that one.
But, I'm a woman getting naked and ask her man all these questions before we start. What is all that about?
But she wants to know, is it okay for her to ask to let her husband know what she's thinking?
Not when you're naked.
That's not the only time she talks to him.
Basically, it's shut up and do it. That's what it is. It's shut up and do it. That's what
is it
right
like,
now.
That's you old. Guys. See, they old.
Jay. Yeah,
they old.
You don't think so.
I don't care what you ask me.
You'll say it again.
I'm going to be there for you.
Well, you know what? Again, sit your husband down and talk to him. You know, please let him know how you feel. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it then.
Not the time to do it.
Don't do it then. All right, listen, we do have to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to go to the phones and we want to hear from you. What is bothering you today? What are you mad about? Call us 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donation saves lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.